Welcome back to Zone Blitz. We just wrapped up day 6 of training camp, but first, let's take a look back at the past few days. Ashlyn Sullivan, along with John Osher, wearing a hat inside. It's raining out, but you can't tell. He still needs it.
Now going. Rain today.
Going into our first question with Blake Bortles, threw 5 interceptions on Saturday night, but now is looking a little more consistent these past few days. John, what have you seen out of him?
The impressive thing about Blake is this week, I think he has backed off a little bit, not taking as many chances with the throws, but he has no interceptions this week. And on Tuesday, which was a day they had a lot of red zone, they had a lot of chances where you really had to fit the ball into tight windows, I counted 5 or 6 touchdowns, a few timely throws, a good bounce back week for Blake. The thing with Blake is he's got to cut out the days where he has sort of, I don't want to say meltdown in practice, but it was sort of a meltdown on Saturday. He's got to cut those out, and he has to have more consistency like he had this week. A good bounce back so far for Blake.
Cam Robinson, a lot of attention on him this week after Brandon Albert announced his retirement. Doug keeps saying how he doesn't want to announce him the starter, but why do you think he's doing that?
Well, it's a philosophical approach by Doug. Rookies around here have been rushed into the starting lineup over the last 3 or 4 years. It was very necessary early in the Gus Bradley era because everybody was young. Right now, there is a thought on this team, if a guy's going to be on the field, he needs to have earned his way on the field. It's pretty obvious to everybody watching, Cam Robinson is going to be the left tackle. He's the guy they drafted. He was eventually going to be left tackle. He was competing anyway, and now Albert's gone. When all of a sudden it's, whoa, let's try to figure out a way for this guy to earn it. He's been rotating so far this week. Josh Wells has been out there. I think everybody gets that Cam is going to be the starter, but they want to make sure that when he steps on that field week 1, they have had to overcome something to be on the field. That's important to Doug Marrone and important to the team right now.
I think that's definitely apparent now that he is making him the starter, but just not saying it. And now today in Doug's press conference, he kept saying he wants more and more and more out of his team, even though it was a pretty good week. Why is he saying that?
Well, it's been 5 days this week of padded practice, and this is when Doug really wanted to see what this team was made of. Physically, mentally, everything. And so we asked him today, so far, 3 days in, how has it been? And he kind of went into, well, I want more. You could see him sort of wanting to say it wasn't enough. He made him rerun plays today. But then he came back at the end and said, look, am I disappointed? No. But he's always going to be a guy who wants more out of it. I think he feels like they're getting good work in this week. At no point do the players need to know that. So that's Doug Marrone. He's not going to be happy, but pretty good week so far.
Well, only 8 more days until the preseason opener. We'll see you right back here tomorrow for the next Zone Blitz.